Number 59. The Home for Retired Scientists. I often hear people say that children should be more dutiful to their retired parents and look after them at home rather than placing them in retirement homes. The eclectic group of scientists at this dwelling for retired people would completely disagree. They love being surrounded by like-minded people, rather than their boring children who worry about mortgages and taxes. They might be dysfunctional in some way, suffering from dyslexia or dysentery, but though their physical strength may dwindle, their ebullience and intellect earns them the respect of everyone who meets them. Let me introduce three of the residents to you. One of the most ebullient and eccentric people here is a retired ecclesiastic who studied astronomy at the Vatican. He still studies eclipses and ecliptics, keeping abreast of the latest developments in astronomy. He was summarily thrown out of the church when he revealed the duplicitous nature of some of the church's scientific work. His revelation of this duplicity led to his being retired under duress. During the duration of his stay at this retirement home, he has made earth-shaking discoveries, the eccentricity of his behavior notwithstanding. In his free time, he pretends to show an earnest interest in writing eclogues, but in fact, he eavesdrops on people's conversations if they are within earshot of his hearing aid. Another resident, a dyspeptic woman, a dwarf, who works on dynamic forces, had an eclat a few years ago when she designed and even helped in the physical construction of the dynamo that provides much of the power for the retirement home, using the ebb and flow of the tide as a source of power. The design has now been approved and earmarked for use in other coastal buildings. One key advantage of the dynamo is that it doesn't produce an ear-splitting noise, and so people nearby don't need earplugs. Thinking of ears, this woman is noticeable, as she has a penchant for enormous earrings. A particularly earthy resident is an English ecologist known for her eclecticism. She is interested in earthly matters. When she was younger, she conducted a whole range of studies on ecdysis in a variety of different species of reptiles and insects. She doesn't involve herself in science much nowadays, but she raises eaglets and other baby birds that have been abandoned or got lost. To relax, she sets up her easel and paints people, nearby buildings, or coastal scenes.